Hello, dear viewers. It's George from Ireland. Here I am with Patriot, Patriot by Alexei Navalny, the late Russian freedom fighter, someone who most nobly laid down his life for his people, murdered in February 2024 by Vladimir Putin's Nazi regime. So, Navalny was really a morally upstanding individual, a man of limitless moral and physical courage. Who did his best to liberate his people, but alas and alack, his efforts were unavailing. But his is a name that will echo down the centuries, someone who did his best to rescue his people from the chains of Putinite bondage, from this demented neo-Stalinist, hyper-nationalist, militarist tyranny. So now he was a lawyer, a highly intelligent person, fluent in English. You can see videos of him speaking English, and indeed, he read a lot of Shakespeare in the original language. He memorized Hamlet's soliloquy, for example. But this has got written in a series of flashbacks. It then takes you through his childhood, growing up, born in what's now Ukraine, to a Ukrainian mother and a Russian father. So it's got enough detail. It's got some illuminating vignettes. It's written with a lot of humor. He's very resilient and he finds mirth even in the darkest hour. So takes you through his fairly happy childhood, but shows just how grim quotidian life was in the Soviet Union. On to his university studies, his love at the first sight with Yulia, his wife, his two children. So the very happy family life he had, his successful career as a corporate lawyer, when he starts to realize that the Putin's regime is robbing people blind. Even when Russia's boom begins in the noughties, why are most people outside, say, the Moscow middle class in poverty? And it shouldn't be like that. And he sees how it's scarcely disguised. These huge state-owned corporations are ripping people off at the tune of tens of billions of dollars a year, squirreling it away in bank accounts elsewhere. Banks on the British Virgin Islands, in Switzerland, in the UAE, and so on, in the United Kingdom, and Western governments often turn Nelson's eye to that. So it's got pace, it's written with verve and passion, and so on. He gives us an interior monologue. I mean, he starts talking about at the time he was poisoned when he was flying over Siberia in 2021, and he's on the plane, a sip of tea, and then he realized something is very, very wrong. And then lying down on the aisle of the plane, in a sense, not in pain, but realizing he was dying, eventually losing consciousness. And it had not been for the quick-thinking pilot performing an emergency landing, he would have died. Next thing he knows is a few days later, he's waking up in a hospital ward in Charité Hospital in Berlin. The German Chancellor persuaded Putin to allow Alexei Navalny to be flown to Germany for medical treatment, which saved his life there for a few months. So he chose to return to Russia, knowing at very least it's going to be a very long life sentence, if not death. And eventually it was death, murdered in prison in 2024. And he'd gone missing in prison for about 2 weeks. They say missing. They'd moved from one prison to another without telling anybody where he was. I think was this part of the murder plot? Anyway, and then supposedly collapsed whilst exercising in the yard, presumably injected with some deadly poison or something like that. A healthy 46-year-old man with no history of heart trouble who has a heart attack out of the blue. And so it goes on. So it's emotional in places. It's just astonishingly cheerful considering the horrors he suffered. And it explains exactly how these huge-scale defalcations worked when Putin and his cronies were ripping people off, and how Navalny exposed them. And the theatre of the absurd, which passes for justice in Russia, him charged with the very crimes he exposed, just like Sergei Magnitsky, labelled an extremist. It's not extreme to tell the truth. It is not extreme to expose crime. It is not extreme to advocate for human rights. It is not extreme to call for democracy. And it is not extreme to oppose an illegal war of aggression. And of course, towards the end of his life, he was doing what little he could to denounce Putin's war against Ukraine. But he obviously had Putin running scared. And in Moscow, on one occasion, Navalny stood for the mayoralty and polled 27% of the vote. And back then, who was it? Was it Sergei Sobyanin, or it might have been Yuri Lushkov in those days? cheated a bit to get himself over the 50% threshold, there'll be no second round. And Putin was so scared of Navalny that he made sure that Navalny wasn't able to nominate for the presidency. All sorts of dirty tricks, just saying that the nomination signatures were fraudulent, or when they had to hold some public meeting to begin the nomination process, deliberately switching off the electricity in the building, and the FSB, Russia's internal intelligence agency, just turned into hired thugs for Putin, not serving the people, serving the tyrant, and so it goes on. A lot of sensory writing, what he saw, what he smelt, physical sensations, and so on. So he's very observant, a highly intelligent chap, and obviously not just in law. And he realizes he's writing for an international readership, so explain things that Russians would not need set out for them. So he's got a very creative turn of phrase. Things are never too long. Maybe he does get a tad dull when he's in jail because not a lot is happening. It shows us just how frustrating, tedious and long-winded judicial processes are, how difficult they make it, how they make people wait for ages, just waste their time. And these are the petty frustrations and humiliations of life for ordinary Russian people. What else? And things like in the Soviet era, you had to choose a nationality. You're Soviet, but a nationality. In his case, either Ukrainian or Russian, and you cannot choose both. He opted for Russian, so obviously he's committed to Russia and so forth. So you see, his sort of his happy family life. His father was an army officer, and indeed, therefore, a member of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union. All army officers were required to be so. He had one younger brother. There, he married Yulia, who he met on holiday in Turkey, and so on. What else? What I like it. So exposing Putin's corruption about 2010, that really riled Putin up, and for a long while, he was the acceptable face of opposition in Russia. It was some sort of tolerance, regularly arrested, given 15 days in jail. He was tailed by the FSB full time. And I thought I saw him in Moscow some years ago outside Oropesky Mall handing out flyers. I thought it better not to take one of them. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that wasn't him. But it gets worse and worse. And about that, then there's an attempt to murder him in 2021. Why did Putin change? Was the corruption getting so bad? Coronavirus is on, so Putin thought people are frustrated, and they decided, well, this guy has to die. It's too dangerous for me to let him live. But anyway, when he came back from Germany, he was going to land at a certain airport. Thousands of supporters there to greet him, but the plane was made to land at another airport, so no one was there. Instantly arrested, and then he's found guilty of various preposterous charges like terrorism, despite never having advocated for the use of force against Putin's extremely violent and cruel regime, getting was a 25-year sentence and a penal colony in harsher and harsher conditions, in solitary confinement. He's not even let, has to, He's going to walk around his cell, has to have his hands behind his back. He has them in front of him for 3 seconds. They give him another 3 days in the chokey. He's allowed a family visit once every 3 months. Because he's been solitary, he's not even allowed that. The pettiness, the sadism of the system is just horrific. It lays bare just how evil and wicked Putin's system is. It really is satanic. I would love to see it destroyed. Not Russia, Putinism. Okay, there are many, many good Russians and their victims like Navalny. So there he was, someone who was morally upstanding, who was courageous, a true Russian hero. And when Russia regains her freedom one day, they will have Navalny to thank for it.